First question is, should the vote be lowered?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 No.
No.
Okay, so we've got there just two no's at the end. And to what age, if you said yes, to what age should it be lowered to?
16.
17.
17.
16.
16.
Okay, a little bit of a variation. And why?
16-year-olds are allowed to get a job and they have to, some have to pay tax, and if they're given that responsibility, then they have the responsibility to vote as well.
It would give us the opportunity to decide what happens.
We're affected by decisions Parliament make, like on tuition fees and things, so surely we should have a say.
We still have really strong views. We need to have a say in society at 16.
Okay, so there. The idea is for yes. Now, you did notice there, I'm sure, that there were two people who said no, Emma and Caitlin, at the end here. Why no?
I don't think you're old enough to make the informed decision about what you're going to do.
I don't think you feel fully mature about the decision you make, so I don't think that you could really commit to something that you don't understand properly.
Okay, Mitchell, I'll pop that to you right now. Not old enough, not mature, and that's some of the arguments, actually, that the Tories are bringing out at the moment, as well as your fellow pupils here.
Well, I disagree with that. I think at 16... The people are maturing, their lives are affected by the politics, and there are 16-year-olds who understand that. There's also 40-year-olds and people who are middle-aged who are also don't engage in politics, and I don't see why we should be giving them the vote when we're not giving 16-year-olds the vote.
Okay, so at 16, do you two not make your own decisions? You choose how to live your life. Do you not think you could participate a little bit more in democracy?
You can say that there are a lot of 16-year-olds which are mature enough to make that decision, but it's not the majority, not like the majority 40-year-olds that can make that decision.
I also think because most 16-year-olds are living with their parents and their parents' responsibility, so surely their parents should be able to help put across their views as well, because they're obviously not going to be just thinking about themselves but thinking of their children also.
And that's a point that's been raised quite a few times, isn't it? It's how much do 16-year-olds, if we're talking about 16-year-olds, participate in democracy? You know, how much you're going through school, but how much else do you know about the way in which society works?
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's another dynamic of society that's got to be able to have their say. Most 16 to 17-year-olds this morning would have caught public transport to get to school, and that is part of politics. That is part of what politicians debate about. So they do have a say, and they should have a say.
Okay, lovely. Well, thank you very much to all of you this morning. So the debate in the House of Commons is happening later today as to whether the voting age should be lowered. The debate is rife here, though, in Trinity School. And as you can hear, they've all got up to lessons, and I'm keeping these lot behind. And there's a very angry assistant head just over there tapping his watch. I think I better let them go.